Hi there, and thanks for joining us for this daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading, titled Cheerful Giver, was written by Estera Peroska Escobar. Nicholas, who was born in the 3rd century, had no idea that centuries after his death, he would be known as Santa Claus. He was just a man who loved God and genuinely cared for people, and who was known for giving cheerfully of his own possessions and doing kind deeds. The story is told that after learning of a family who was in great financial distress, Nicholas came to their home at night and threw a bag of gold through an open window, which landed in a shoe or stocking warming by the fireplace. Long before Nicholas, the Apostle Paul urged the believers in Corinth to be cheerful givers. He wrote to them about the great financial needs of their brothers and sisters in Jerusalem and encouraged them to give generously. Paul explained to them the benefits and blessings that come to those who give of their possessions. He reminded them that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. As a result of their cheerful generosity, they would be enriched in every way, and God would be honored. Father, would you help us to be cheerful givers, not only during this Christmas season, but all year long? Thank you for your incredible generosity in giving us your indescribable gift, your Son, Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving to us freely and without reserve. May we follow your example and give to those in need, because in doing so, we are blessed as much as the one who receives is blessed. But above all, you are honored in it. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.